All right. The first speaker today is Jeff Gore. He's going to be talking about managing boll worms and BT cotton in the Mid-South. So we'll get started. Come on, Jeff.
Start this timer, Gus.
Yes, start the timer.
How you start it?
Just hit start in there.
There we go.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Gus. Before I start, I just want to acknowledge the Mid-South Entomology Working Group. A lot of the things I'm going to talk about today is kind of based on conversations that we have as a group and a lot of our collaborative efforts. What I want to focus on today, I think everybody's pretty familiar with the technologies that we've had, the Bollguard 2 and Wide Strike. We've had those for several years. And I think everybody's fairly familiar with managing boll worms on those technologies. So what I'm going to focus on for my talk today is really a lot of the new technologies that are coming on, Wide Strike 3, Twin Link Plus, and Bollguard 3, and just talk a little bit about what our expectations will be with those technologies and what we need to do in terms of managing boll worms on those technologies. And ultimately, our goal with managing boll worms in cotton is to avoid a lot of damaged bolls like you see in this picture here. So what I'm going to focus on is how these new technologies are performing and when we need to spray them and why we may need to spray them in some situations or not spray them in some situations. So I'm going to start off with Wide Strike 3. Wide Strike 3 was first commercially available in 2014 on a very limited basis. There's a little bit more in 2015, but we've been looking at it for a couple of years. And this slide is just showing some of the data from basically one sample date. You can look at it anytime. It looks very similar no matter when you look at it. And this slide's comparing percent square damage in non-BT, Wide Strike, and Wide Strike 3. And as you can see from the slide, obviously, the Wide Strike compared to the non-BT was a reduction in the percentage of square damage. And this is under fairly high pressure. But the Wide Strike 3 performed considerably better than the Wide Strike. And I think that's what we're going to see with the Wide Strike 3 cotton. It's a tremendous improvement over the original Wide Strike cotton in terms of both damage that we see and yield protection at the end of the year. And this is just showing seed cotton yields. This was some later planted cotton that didn't yield great. But you can see, obviously, the Wide Strike 3, from that added protection, yielded about 400 pounds better than the Wide Strike cotton. And really, with these technologies, what's going to be the driving factor is the varietal performance. But obviously, the adding the VIP gene into the Wide Strike has provided a significant improvement. And this is just showing a picture, showing what it looks like in the field under fairly high pressure. You can see kind of that brown area in the middle there, non-BT, compared to the Wide Strike's a little bit wider. And obviously, the Wide Strike 3 is showing the most cotton in this picture. And one thing that I do want to make everybody aware of with Wide Strike 3, one of the things that we saw, especially a lot last year, is we'll see a lot of feeding in Wide Strike 3 that may not translate to damage. And so what we saw is when we were under heavy pressure, basically a lot of the squares in the terminals of plants would have this grazing on the calyx. And it's hard to see with the lights in this room, but on a lot of squares, we'd see just light grazing on that green calyx where they didn't penetrate into the square, and those squares will develop, continue to develop just fine. Majority of times, we'd find a dead, small, 1 to 2 day old larva right there around that feeding. But occasionally, it seems like about every fifth to sixth square, we'd see where that small worm did go in and damage that square in the Wide Strike 3. So the real message is that it is a significant improvement over the original wide strike cotton, but it's definitely not something that's going to be immune to bollworm infestations and will need to be sprayed in a lot of situations. So moving on to Twin Link Plus, I think it's going to be available for the first time commercially in 2016, probably again on a very limited basis. Twin Link has been around for a couple years now, since 2014. The Twin Link Plus just got deregulated and will be commercially available in 2016. So this is showing boll damage in non-BT, Twin Link, Bolgar 2, and the Twin Link Plus. And as you can see, in terms of boll damage, the addition of that VIP protein with the Twin Link did provide a significant improvement in terms of Twin Link cotton. And then obviously in yield, this was very high pressure. This is lint yields. We had some good yielding cotton. You can see the non-BT cotton yielded less than 200 pounds of lint. But all of the technologies, Twin Link, Bolgar 2, and the Twin Link Plus, provided significant yield protection. And this was in an unsprayed situation. And this is just showing a picture from some of our plots, again, like I did with the wide strike. Non-BT on the far left, very little cotton in that. As you saw, the less than 200 pounds of lint. The Bolgar 2, not really great cotton. All the leaves aren't completely off of this yet, but you can see on the far left, the Twin Link Plus, that cotton looks the best out of all of these, out of all of the traits in this test. So moving on to Bolgar 3, and this is the last new technology I'm going to talk about. This is showing some data from Stoneville, Mississippi. And I got some data from Scott Stewart as well that I'm going to show in a minute. So what I want you to really focus on is the unsprayed portion, the bars on the left side of this graph. You can see we were averaging about 10 bolls per 25 bolls that were damaged in our non-BT. Saw a significant reduction with Bolgar 2, and then an even greater reduction with the Bolgar 3, which is the blue bars. But the point is that in Mississippi, we were still seeing some damage in all of these technologies. And this is some data from Scott Stewart in Tennessee, and as you can see, it's obviously we're going to have some big differences in the performance of all of these technologies around the region. In Scott's case, again, 11 damaged bolls per 25, so roughly the same type of pressure in the non-BT, but you see in the Bolgar 3 essentially zeroed them out. A little bit of damage in the Bolgar 2, but not what we saw in Mississippi. So there's going to be differences across the region from state to state in terms of what kind of response these technologies are going to have in terms of managing bollworms in the cotton. And then looking at yield, comparing the sprayed versus unsprayed with non-BT, obviously about 600 pounds difference in lint between the sprayed and unsprayed. With Bolgar 2, where we protected that cotton with foliar sprays, about a 222-pound lint difference. And then even with the Bolgar 3 in Mississippi, we still saw about a 90-pound difference between the sprayed and unsprayed Bolgar 3 cotton. So, like the other technologies I talked about, it is an improvement over what we were looking at before, but none of these technologies still are immune to bollworms. It's not the kind of control that we get with tobacco budworms. And in some situations, some of these technologies may need to be sprayed. Again, looking at Scott's trial in Tennessee, you saw that he had very little damage in the technologies in Bolgar 2 and Bolgar 3, and that's reflected in yield, where he's not seeing the big yield differences between the sprayed and unsprayed plots in either Bolgar 2 or Bolgar 3. And so there's just a lot of differences in bollworm response across the region in terms of their susceptibility to the BT toxins. So this slide is just showing some of our data from our Mid-South project. We have a big Mid-South project where we plant all of the currently available BT cotton varieties or cotton technologies. We have sprayed and unsprayed plots in these tests. So we have wide strike three, Bolgard two, and Twin Link. And this is the data from Mississippi in 2014. And as you can see, regardless of what technology it is, we saw a significant yield increase from foliar oversprays on those BT technologies. Obviously, the greatest yield increase from those sprays was on wide strike cotton, but again, we did see some yield improvement in wide strike 3, Bolgard 2, and the twin link technology. So it tells us that in Mississippi, we're probably going to spray most of these technologies at least one time in years where we have significant bollworm pressure. And we did have very heavy pressure in these tests in 2014 in Mississippi. So just looking at what kind of yield loss, so this is just a percentage lost in the unsprayed compared to the sprayed. Obviously, the non-BT, we had a big yield loss where we didn't spray four worms. The wide strike, about a 27% yield loss where we didn't spray. And all of the other technologies range from about 9 to a little over 10% yield loss where we didn't spray for bollworms in Mississippi. So this is just showing a picture of it. And as you can see, the sprayed portion of this field is on the right. Obviously, the non-BT stands out on the left where we didn't spray. But you can see overall across all of the technologies, it's generally much wider on the side where we sprayed this test compared to the side of the field that was unsprayed on the left. And then again, there are going to be a lot of regional differences. This is data from David Kearns in Louisiana. As you can see, his pressure wasn't nearly as high. Just looking at the non-BT, there was a significant yield increase, but it was a very minimal yield increase in the non-BT, in the sprayed versus unsprayed, and then in the wide strike. But with the wide strike 3, Bolgard 2, and the twin link cottons, no significant yield increases from those foliar oversprays. So it's going to be important to scout all of these technologies and manage bollworms when we are seeing significant populations surviving. And with all of the technologies, we're going to have to manage bollworms accordingly. So this slide, I know a lot of the company guys hate ratings and hate comparisons between the different technologies, and that's not really what I'm meaning to do with this slide. The main point I want to make from this slide is that looking at, along the bottom of this graph, I kind of have all of the technologies rated based on their performance. And so the real point that I want to make with this is that obviously when we first came out with Bolgard cotton in 1996, it was a huge improvement over non-BT cotton. Then when we came out with the Bolgard 2 cotton, it again was a pretty big improvement over Bolgard cotton in terms of bollworm control. And so what we're seeing now is the new technologies, the wide strike 3s, the twin link plus, the Bolgard 3s, in a lot of cases, they are going to be an improvement over what we're currently looking at with Bolgard 2, but they're not going to be as big of that, as big of an improvement over Bolgard 2 as Bolgard 2 was over Bolgard, or as Bolgard was over non-BT cotton. And so the value of these technologies is still very great, but it's not increasing as we keep adding more genes into the cotton. That increase isn't going to be as great as it was each previous time. But overall, all of these technologies are very valuable for our integrated pest management programs in cotton in the Mid-South, and they're going to be very important for maintaining the economic viability of our growers. So with that, I've got about 36 seconds left, and I'll end right there, and I think Are we doing questions or questions later, Gus?
We'll take a question now, but we'll have time to have.
Yeah.
Well,
in our Mid-South trial, we do two automatic applications of Prevathon. The first one about first flower, and then the second one about 10 days to 2 weeks after that, 14 ounces of Prevathon. All right. Thank you all.